So I want to talk to you about the most important thing in all of existence. This news that I want to tell you is the most important news you will ever hear in your entire life. The issue is this, that man and God are at odds with one another. You, sir, ma'am, friend, there's a conflict. There's a war. There's a battle. And you are an opposing side to the Lord Almighty. You may say, how did I get here? This is news I haven't heard before. I don't doubt you may not have heard that, but that doesn't in any way take away from the reality that it is true. See, the situation is this, that God is holy, holy, holy. He's true. He's almighty. He's perfect. He's good. He is awesome. And no one questions this. The Bible is filled with examples of scriptures that talk about his majesty. And I think of Isaiah 6:1 that talks about the holiness of our God. He is amazing. Now, while this is all true and we say amen to this, there is another truth, and that is that you are not. God is good. God is mighty. He is perfect. But you are not. You are not good. You are not perfect. In fact, far from being perfect, you are sinful. In Psalm 51, we are told that we are shapen in iniquity and sin that our mothers conceive us. We are born sinful. This is a problem. See, when Adam sinned, when Adam rebelled against God, all of creation was put underneath the dark cloud of God's curse. Judgment has fallen on all of humanity, and we are now born with the heart that is set upon doing evil. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've gone our own way. See, there is a God who sits upon a throne. He is king. And yet we have rebelled against his reign. We have rebelled against his authority. We have gone not as just neglecting him, but as willfully and violently opposing him, because we have loved our sin. We have chosen our sin. We have chosen the things that God hates. And this creates a problem. In fact, you can say that it creates two problems. For the reality is that God only accepts perfection. Jesus, he said, you therefore must be perfect as my Father is perfect. Perfection is the standard. It will not be lowered for you or for me or for anyone else. Perfection is the standard. Only perfect people get to heaven. The problem is, as I've already alluded to, that we are not perfect. We have broken the laws of God. We have not believed him. We have not loved him. We have not served him. We have not honored him. We have not worshipped him as he is worthy to be worshipped. This is the first problem. But it gets worse. It doesn't just stop that we have disobeyed him. See, every sin has a consequence. The wages of sin is death. There's a punishment. And that is the very anger and fury and wrath of God. So not only have we disobeyed God, but that disobedience has resulted in a consequence. And that consequence is the wrath of God, and it is approaching. The people who are watching this, there may be many differences from you and me, but here's something that is true. It is appointed unto man once to die, and then comes the judgment. The reality is this, is that you, sir, you, ma'am, will face death. Death is coming, and death, when it comes for you, the Bible talks about it coming suddenly. Life is a vapor, is a mist. It's here and then it's gone. You don't know when it is coming, but it is coming for you. And when it comes for you, that consequence that your sins have earned you will fall upon you. See, eternity is forever. The wages of sin is death. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. These are the two problems that all of humanity faces. You face this. You have disobeyed God, and because you've disobeyed him, there is a wrath that is coming for you, and death is the gateway to get you there, and you don't know when you're going to die. And you can see why this would be a problem. This is bad news. But our God, who is so holy, so mighty, so kind, though we are in the position that makes us helpless. See, you can't earn perfection after you've broken the law of God. You cannot cry and plead and ask for forgiveness in any way that would remove the wrath of God. That doesn't do it. Your works are not going to remove the wrath of God. Your efforts are not going to do it. Your tears are not going to do it. Your church attendance, dressing up, dressing down, at good works, volunteering, charity, none of those things are going to satisfy the wrath of God. And none of those things are going to allow you to be perfect. It's not going to meet the requirement. So what does? Well, this is the good news that I want to bring to you, why it's so important. See, the Father sent His Son. The good news is that Jesus Christ came into this world, born of a virgin, perfect, sinless, spotless, the spotless Lamb of God. And He came to do what? To obey where we have disobeyed. He came to fulfill the law of God. He satisfied the righteous requirement of the law. Why is this good news? Because, like I said, only perfection gets you into heaven. And none of us are perfect, but Jesus Christ came and He lived perfectly. And not just that. Oh, after He satisfied the law, after He was obedient to the point of death, He surrendered His life to the cross. He surrendered His life to be a sacrifice. See, like I said, one problem, none of us are perfect. We have all sinned. But problem two, that we deserve a punishment. We deserve a consequence. And that consequence is not just death, but it is eternal death. Well, Jesus Christ upon the cross, He surrendered Himself to take upon Himself the due penalty that we all deserve, the wrath of God. It was laid upon Him. On the cross, He cried out, my God, why have You forsaken Me? See, on the cross, Jesus Christ was paying our debt. His blood, which is a picture of His life, was satisfying the righteous requirement. It was satisfying the wrath. It was satisfying what we need to be forgiven. It was satisfying all that is needed in order for us to be accepted by God. And He dies. He really dies. For He's both God and man. He really lays down His life, and He's put into the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, as it was prophesied. 3 days later, He comes back to life with a promise. See, He has conquered death. He has conquered the enemy, Satan. He has conquered sin. And He comes back with a promise that everyone who believes in Him will not be put to shame. See, if you place your faith in Jesus Christ and what He did in His perfect life and what He did in His sacrificial death and what He did in His victorious resurrection, you, no matter what you've done, no matter how many sins you've committed, no matter how many times you've done it, no matter what the blasphemy, no matter what the shame, you, sir, you, ma'am, will be saved. Saved from what? Saved not only from hell and the wrath of God, but saved from the power of sin that has you a slave. See, the Bible talks about sin being a slave master and you being a slave of sin. And you're chained to those masters, chained to those sins. And no matter how much you look at freedom and say, I want freedom from pornography, I want freedom from adultery, I want freedom from lying, freedom from pride, freedom from anger, freedom from idolatry, freedom from whatever sin has you bound, you may say, yes, I want freedom. And you may experience a little bit of relief for a week or two. But what do you know? You know, like I know, you find yourself slaved and chained to that master once again. Back to the old things. Why? Because you're a slave and you can't free yourself. But what Jesus Christ did on the cross is He smashed those chains. He tore apart the bars. He opened the gates wide so that we can be free to obey Him and to want to. He gives us a new heart, new affections, new desires. He changes you supernaturally. The Holy Spirit comes. He lives within you. He gives you a new heart, new affections, new desires. And you walk victoriously, forgiven of all of your sin, empowered to live righteously, and promised that you will be with Christ forever in heaven. This is the good news. This is the news we want to bring to you. This is the news that can save you, that can finally set you free from all the things that you've tried all your life to be free from. Here is the news, the message of Christ and Him crucified.